This blind bargain special coverage is sponsored by Aira. Aira, the description of life. Online at aira.io.
Welcome back, everyone. A special convention podcast from Blind Bargains and Aira. It wouldn't be another summer convention season without Greg Stilson, the VP of Product for Aira. There is lots going on at convention. Greg, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, JJ. It's great to be back.
So if you haven't heard, and I've gotten several emails and tweets and a whole bunch of things from Aira, so much going on, whether you're going to the ACB conference and convention in Rochester, New York, or the NFB convention in Las Vegas, lots of stuff going on at convention and lots to talk about here, I guess, starting right at the airport, Greg.
Yeah, definitely. You said NFB in Las Vegas. That still catches me off guard sometimes.
It's not Florida.
Yeah, your whole convention journey with Aira now will start right at the airport. So we are excited to say that both Rochester and McCarran Airport are both Aira Access locations. And so as soon as you land in either one of those locations, you can fire up your Aira app. You don't have to be a subscriber or anything like that. You just have to download the app. Download it ahead of time. It's always good to do that. And at that point, just sign in as a guest. All you need to do is punch in your phone number. You'll get a text message to validate it. And at that point, you can use Aira completely for free to navigate both of those airports, get out to your transportation, and then go to the hotel. And then, of course, both hotels are going to be Aira Access locations as well. We are, I think, an elite sponsor for NFB, and I think it's called a crown jewel sponsor for ACB, and we're very, very proud and honored to be sponsors of both those organizations and both the conventions this year.
Lots of airports, not only Rochester and Vegas, but quite a good chance that the airport you are flying from or the one you might be connecting through would be an Aira Access location as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was looking back, JJ, at this time last year in 2018, we had just announced our first airport in January of 2018. It was Memphis Airport, actually. And quickly, right after that, we signed an agreement with Minneapolis St. Paul. And it's like that kind of just started the cascade of airports. And it's almost like every week now we see another airport joining the Aira Access Network. And I think that's been real testament to the explorers as well, you know, kind of explaining and showing what the value of what they're doing. And so the airports have been something that have been really exciting to see and sort of a really empowering experience for everybody using it.
Very cool. So once you get to the conventions, of course, you could use Aira for free to find the exhibit hall. And you're going to want to do that earlier than later at both the conventions. We'll start with Rochester and ACB. The first 2 days of the exhibit hall, you have some things going on. You have some presentations and other things going on as well. What's going on in Rochester?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got on the 6th and the 7th, we have Aira sessions. And these are really what I would kind of call an experience session. So they're all different topics of using Aira in different capacities of life, whether you're a student, whether you're an employed person, whether you're somebody who's looking for work, whether you're just trying to understand how to better use it in navigation situations, really focused on people in different stages of life or different capacities of life at that point to be able to use Aira to the best of their abilities. And I guess in this case, you know, on the 6th and 7th at ACB and on the 8th at NFB, it's sort of an all-day event. So in the afternoon at NFB from 1 to 5, we're going to be having three sessions. And then from 6 to 9:30, I believe it is, or 6:30 to 9:30, we will have an additional three sessions. I'll be speaking. I'm going to be at NFB this year. Super excited to get to Vegas and see Mandalay Bay. But I'm going to be speaking. We're doing one on education on the 8th. And then we're going to do one that Michael Hinkson and I are going to be speaking sort of on the concept of the Aira mindset, of sort of adding Aira into the toolbox that you have of technology and really how to enhance your efficiency of it. And I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to, is that originally when you first fire up the app and sign up for it, we as blind people always have sort of these alternative techniques that we have. And Aira, it takes a little bit of time to kind of bring Aira into that concept or that mindset of the toolbox. And so kind of going through the pieces of, you know, needing visual assistance and stuff where Aira can actually be more efficient. And then the last one I'm super excited about, our CTO, Austin Maron, and I are going to do one sort of on the behind the scenes of product development at Aira. And we'd like to do some Q&A on some of the features and some of the things that you use in your life that you'd like to see potentially integrated into an IRA experience, into the dashboard that the agents use and things like that. So a lot to come there. So definitely join us for any of those sessions, all of those sessions. We'd love to hear your stories about IRA and hear any of the successes or challenges that you have.
You actually have the hashtag, the contest that just ended, but the hashtag fits what you're talking about perfectly on my terms, really, because quite along with all the different ways that you can use IRA, and everyone can kind of choose to use IRA in the ways that make sense for them.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm really excited for people to kind of learn about some of the maybe less used features of IRA that maybe we as a company don't advertise as well, or you know, things like that. Like I was just talking to somebody who was an IRA user for over 8 months, and they had no idea that the agent could actually, using a tool like TeamViewer or Zoom could actually remote into their computer. So I'm excited for either new explorers or people who haven't become an explorer yet to really hear how other people are using it and really where they find value.
Yes, I am a big fan of the TeamViewer integration myself. It really has saved quite a bit of time as a business owner. So definitely really cool to hear that. You're also in the exhibit hall, both ACB and NFB. So booths 9 and 10 in Rochester and B5 to B7 at NFB. Anything special going on in the booth?
Yeah, so at ACB, we have the sponsorship days where we will be doing some specials at the booth. So that's on July 6th and 7th. And NFB, the same sponsorship days are July 8th and 9th. So more to come on that. But you definitely want to stop by the IRA booth on those days. And the one thing I am really excited to say is that the sponsorship specials don't just apply to the folks who are at the convention. So if you are an NFB or an ACB member on the days of those sponsorship specials, so on the 6th and 7th for ACB and 8th and 9th for NFB, you can, if you are an NFB or an ACB member, whatever associated days that you're calling on, give our customer care a call and you will get access to those sponsorship specials. We're well aware that not everybody has the means to be able to go to convention or is able to go, but we want to make sure that you're able to take advantage of that. So I am super excited to bring a couple pieces of news to you. The first is in relation to our convention specials that are going to be going on. And the second is regarding a never-before-seen program that we're going to be rolling out this fall. So first, regarding our convention specials at both ACB and NFB, we will be offering one free month of IRA. So in the month of July, you will be able to sign up for either our intro or our standard plan that's 30 or 120 minutes available to you for no cost. So basically try it out, experience what it's like to work with our agent, get access to information on your terms, and see how IRA fits into your life. And keep in mind that if you are traveling to these conventions, you are going to get access to a ton of IRA access at the beginning, whether it's in the hotel or in the airports. None of those minutes are going to count against your plan that you're using. So just use IRA for the month of July. See how it fits into your life. And if you're not going to convention, that's not a problem. Just give us a call during the convention time and let us know that you're an ACB or an NFB member, and we are happy to offer you the same convention specials as well. And you're going to want to take advantage of these because of this exciting program that we're going to be rolling out in phases this fall. And I can't say a whole lot. What I would recommend you do is tune in to Suman Kanyaganti, our founder and president's speech at both ACB and NFB for more details. But all I can say is that this program that's going to be rolling out this fall is in direct relation to our mission to bringing IRA to as many people as possible at as low of cost as possible. And the way that we've always prioritized it here at IRA is our explorers and our guests who are active always will be involved in phase one. So if you want access to this never before seen program this fall, become an IRA user, whether you're a free user or you're using access minutes or you're using plan minutes, just use the service from now until this fall, and you will have access to, in the first phase of the rollout, to this never before seen program. So tune in to Suman's speech, and we look forward to seeing you at convention.
That's very cool. So definitely stay tuned for more details on that. We'll try to get some of that on our Twitter as well and other places as well. So definitely follow us, follow at IraIO on Twitter as well. I'm sure that stuff will end up there as well. Actually, you have special web pages as well for people can follow, right, for ACB and NFB.
Absolutely. Yep. The specific websites, the ira.io/ACB and ira.io/NFB, will always, they're updated every day, pretty much up until convention and even ongoing. But they're going to have all the details of whatever specials, whatever events, talks that we're doing, all that kind of stuff. But in addition, one of the things that we're really excited to do is IRA is actually donating $10 for any new IRA guest or subscriber that signs up through these websites. So you can sign up for IRA, and if you're a member of ACB or a member of NFB, go to that respective IRA page. So ira.io/NFB or ira.io/ACB and fill out, there's a link on those pages, fill out the form. And if you are a member of either of these organizations, we will donate $10 to your local affiliate at that point.
One of the other things that you might learn about on these pages are a couple parties that you're hosting.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be IRA without a party, right?
That's right. You've thrown some good ones before, I'm going to say.
Yeah, we do. I can tell you, Suman, our founder and president, he loves doing that. I think it's one of his favorite parts of these conventions at times, is being able to meet with the existing explorers, meet with the people who really have gotten IRA where it is today. And we want to show our appreciations for that. So at ACB, we're going to be having an IRA Explorer party, and it's open to anybody who has the app downloaded and just simply signed in either as an explorer or a guest. You just have to show your phone at the door that you're signed in as a guest or an explorer. And that is on July 8th from 6 to 8:30 in the Riverside Lounge. And NFB, I'm excited as well. This is going to be something pretty new for us. So we, as you know, IRA is a company that partners with a lot of other organizations, whether it's through IRA Access partnerships, whether it's through integrations, whether it's through just general partnerships. So we've actually partnered with a number of organizations and companies to be able to bring a really, we call it the IRA Experience and Show. So that is on Tuesday, July 9th. From 7 to 9. Now, the difference is that this is going to be a larger gathering. It's going to be at the Zappos headquarters, wow. the campus in Vegas. And Zappos is helping to sponsor this along with Lyft, Vispero, Bose, and then IRA, of course. And we are super, super excited to bring a really awesome experience to you. We all know that in Vegas, you know, nighttime entertainment and things like that can be pretty costly and things like that. So we are super excited to bring a really good time to all of our explorers and guests, sponsored by our partners here. And in addition, you may be saying, well, you know, where is Zappos? The reality is Zappos is about 10 to 15 minutes away. But what's really cool about this is that Lyft and IRA are actually sponsoring rides to and from the event. So starting at, I believe, 6:15, it may be 6, I can't remember off the top of my head, check that website. If you have logged in or signed in to your IRA app in the Vegas location there, so in the Mandalay Bay or on the Strip, we will actually text you a coupon code for Lyft to be able to get your rides to and from. And the Lyft code will only be able to be used on this route to and from the Zappos headquarters. And it'll only be able to be used during this time window from 6 to, I believe, 10 o'clock p.m. But it's really our way of saying, look, we want to make sure you're there. We don't want this to be any inconvenience or hardship. And it's also a really cool opportunity to really, you know, get out of the hotel, go explore Vegas a little bit and see something new. So there you will, at both parties, there will be drinks. The NFB show is a 21 plus event. We will have beer and wine along with some appetizers and, of course, non-alcoholic beverages, but it is a 21 plus event. The ACB one is open to anybody. But we will have, as I said, some appetizers, some beverages, great conversation. In addition, some of you may have the lucky opportunity to take one of the self-driving Lyft cars to or from the event. And what I'm really excited about, because I've never actually ridden in one of these things, is we will actually have a self-driving Lyft car on site that you'll actually be able to talk to some Lyft employees. You'll be able to actually feel and touch the inside of the car, see some of those cool sensors and things that are on this thing. It really make it an interactive experience. And then, of course, we'll have a comedian there doing a shorter set to do some entertainment. And then we actually have a blind skateboarder who's going to, at least I've been told, now don't quote me 100%, but I've been told he's going to try to teach Suman how to skateboard.
Try.
So try is the operative word. So we will see how that goes. There will be some other really cool announcements. You'll also be able to hear from our new CEO, Mike Randall. So he's going to be there. He's super excited to speak and meet all of our explorers and guests. So I think it's just going to be a really cool opportunity. It's one of, you know, last year we were super excited to do sort of an NFB IRA concert. And then this year, it's really going to be something different again. We like to kind of...
Yeah, I was wondering how you were going to top that.
Well, fingers crossed. You know, it's really cool to get into it. We've been really super thrilled with the sponsors and the partnerships that we have. Without these partnerships and things, you know, we wouldn't be able to bring such an event to this community. So I'm really excited to see how this goes. And to meet all of you as well. You know, I'm going to be there and I'm really excited to see you all as well.
Absolutely. Speaking of partnerships, one more thing to mention. I'm with you on trying to save a little bit of money. Convention food and other things can really add up quickly. But of course, you have the Walgreens and other places that site access locations that could be very helpful.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you look at places, the Vegas Strip and things like that. So, of course, the Mandalay Bay is going to be an access location. But I know I've been to Vegas a few times. There are some Walgreens that are right on the Strip. And if you want to swing over to the Walgreens and do some shopping, you know, you can use IRA completely for free there and pick up some groceries, pick up some drinks or whatever you need to do there and, you know, save a few dollars on those tremendously overpriced dinners at times. So those are definitely available.
One more thing before we go. Speaking of, maybe not saving money, spending money, gambling on money. I was wondering if that was actually going to be possible with IRA, if they were going to allow that because of the security. You have news on that?
Yeah. So thanks to a great advocacy job by the National Federation of the Blind and our own IRA team here, we are happy to say that on the Strip, IRA, these camera devices are approved devices now at the Vegas tables. So originally we were kind of, and myself included, I was curious to see how this was going to unfold because from a legality perspective and things like that, I was curious how a pit boss was going to respond if I had a camera on my head. But this is official now that it's been approved as an accommodation device and it's able to be used at the tables and things like that. I was excited to try to use it at the slot machines, but now I'm going to try my hand at blackjack and see how it goes.
Very cool. Again, go ahead and give out those web pages so people can get all the convention details.
Absolutely. So it's IRA, AIRA.io/NFB and IRA.io/ACB. Go to both of those. Like I said, sign up for free. And just if you are one of those members, you are able to fill out the form on either one of those sites and we will happily donate $10 to your local affiliate.
And do you have any additional contact information you want to give out for people?
Yeah, I mean, of course, go to IRA.io to check out everything there. You'll have a chance. We will at our booth. We will have a couple folks from Bose as well who will have the Bose frames.
Cool.
And you'll be able to check those out, listen to them. We've actually got some really cool immersive audio that you can hear just to hear the audio quality. I always tell people that, you know, I'm not a Bose salesman, but I was sold the second that I put these things on. And it's really an incredible audio experience to be able to have this kind of open ear audio. And so we'll have some immersive audio that you can hear while keeping your ears open to any traffic or any surrounding, you know, noise there. But then in addition, we'll of course have our Horizon glasses for you to come by, check out and take for a spin too. You know, it's funny. You look at back when we started, when we had things like the Google Glass and things like that, where the connectivity was really a challenge and we were always concerned about how well the connectivity would stay. And fast forward to where we're at today, you know, I always tell people the best way you can get a sense of what IRA is, you know, take the glasses and the agent will be able to help, you know, explain stuff around and then help you find the booth to bring them back. So our demos have become a lot less controlled, I would say.
Very cool. If you're going to a convention, there's no reason not to try it out. So thank you so much, Greg, for coming on and sharing everything. Well, of course, we'll see you at convention.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Happy travels, everyone.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.